I think we sort of finished Rishon and Aleph, or didn't quite get to the end, but Rishon Beis is really, it's a topic in its own right. I think we just start from there after this Bein Hazmanim. So Rishon and Bet is the issue of Pidyon Shvuyim, which itself, the fact that it is found in the middle of Hilchos Tzedakah itself is already an interesting thing. Pidyon Shvuyim is sort of like a super mitzvah in some ways, as we'll see, sort of takes over and other requirements that we're used to. So there's two main sugyas about Pidyon Shvuyim. Number one is where it sort of gets connected to Hilchos Tzedakah, and the other main sugya is the issue in Maseches Gittin, where it says that there was a takana made that you can't spend too much money on Pidyon Shvuyim, lest they go and capture other people, things like that, which also certainly has ramifications today. So so the Torah says, I guess just start with the Torah, so Pidyon Shvuyim kodem lefarnasas aniyim luchsusan, that the idea, mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim, redeeming captives, has precedence over sustaining poor people and clothing them. Ve'ein mitzvah gedola kepidyon shvuyim, and there's no mitzvah as great as Pidyon Shvuyim. Interesting, right? So therefore, any mitzvah that you collected money for, if all of a sudden a pidyon shvuyin need arises, so then you can change it for the purpose of that, even if it was money set aside for the basic nesses. Why is that? So basic nesses seems to be the highest level, except maybe it's not, but that's what the Torah records. And even if it's raw materials for a shul, which are prohibited to sell for the purpose of another mitzvah, you could sell them for a pidyon shvuyin. But if you already built the building, so then you wouldn't go ahead and sell that for the purpose of pidyon shvuyin. You could sell the materials. You could potentially sell them. It's a question whether that means it's usher to, or you're just not obligated. It's not just not obligatory to. But that is so. That is the premise for the mitzvah. Where does this come from? So if you look in the Beis Yosef, he says, first of all, this is learned out from, we'll learn that out soon. By the way, he quotes the Mi'il Tzedakah and the Pesachim Tshuvos, an interesting idea that the mitzvah, the importance of the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim is already available in the first of the Aseret HaDibros. How do you see that? Why did he not say, "Borei Shemayim Va'aretz"? He says, "Oh, because more important than creating the world was the idea of Pidyon Shvuyim, and that's what I did. I was able to take you out of Egypt." Okay, so Vei Mitzvah Gedolah Kepidyon Shvuyim. So Zeh Pashut Beperikama De Baba Basra. This is in the beginning of Maseches Baba Basra, which is also in the sugya of Hilchos Tzedakah. That means the Pidyon Shvuyim Mitzvah Rabbihi. That's a great mitzvah. Perish Gedolah Mikol HaTzedakos. Mean greater than all the other tzedakos that you could do. Mufarish Taima Mishum Deshvi. Kasha the Chevy Kasha Mimavas Vakara Virav Mishum the Hulu is Nube, because being taken captive in Chevy, a prisoner, is worse death than the sword, than of hunger, because all of them are there. I mean you experience all those things when one is taken captive. How this is applicable to a prisoner today, we'll get to a little bit later. Right, but right, is that the same as somebody who's in jail? Probably not. So Vachasu Atosos. So the Tosfos comments there, "V'hadam yom perik b'nei a'ir." He says, "But wait a second. We have a Gemara in Maseches Megillah. Ein mochrin sefer Torah ela lilmo Torah v'lisa isha, that one is only permitted to sell a sefer Torah for the purposes of learning or for the purposes of marriage. V'lo ketanian, what does it not say? It doesn't say pidyon shvuyim there. It doesn't say you could sell a Torah for pidyon shvuyim. So that's Tosfos' kasha. I mean, how can you say it's such an important mitzvah? But yet on the other hand, you could only sell a sefer Torah to learn it or to marry off, or it sounds like Lisa Isha to marry a woman. So Shema Milsa the Pshitu, he said, Tosfos answers, but it's obvious. It doesn't need to be taught. What does it mean that it would be obvious? So I'm not sure. I'm not sure what Tosfos means by that. Does it mean it's obvious just because, oh, the Gemara Baba Basra says Pidyon Shvuyim is so important? Or is Pidyon Shvuyim in the realm of Sakanas Nefashos? Right? Is this a Sakanas Nefashos din, and therefore it's just, oh, all the halachas of Sakanas Nefashos should apply here? Or is it like some kind of thing beyond that. Some maybe it's not, maybe it's even if you're not bisakana. Of course, if you're not bisakana, so then it seems to say that it seems right. The fact that it learns out from the mission, from that misa, right? It's worse than cherev and rav. It sounds like there is a sakana involved.
So that's, what? That's what I was wondering, because the Torah specifically talks about building a shul, but I think that if you have a sefer Torah, you can't sell that to build a shul. He doesn't mention sefer Torah.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Why does he only go that far? Right, I'm not sure why the tour only went that far. Right, I'm not sure, but both of them, it seems. So Tosos assumes that both of them you would sell for the purpose of paying shul, except for the shul itself. I mean, once the shul is already built, so then one wouldn't go ahead and do that. Okay. I mean, and he develops that idea further here that this is. That money that's collected for a shul, that it could be used for the purpose of pidyon shuins, based on a gemara in the beginning of Maseches Bava Basra, where actually it's interesting. If you go, I don't know, it's about seven lines from the bottom, right? There's that thick Beis Yosef, and then there's a period in it. This is Adkan Lashono, period. Right, that's learning out this din that you could even sell the shul for the purpose of pidyon shuin. And it says V'lamad min b'der harsin b'reish basra. Hey, you see that? I think we have the same print here. I'm on page Membez. No, on the right side of the page. Membez, about seven lines up. It says V'lamad kein mid garsinim perik basra, which has Gimel Membez. I had the Amar of Chista lo, which is the end of the line, right? Lo lister inish bekenishta ad devani bekenishta achris. That person shouldn't destroy a shul until they have another shul that is already built. So Gemara adds, ikad the Amar mishum pshiusa, klomar dilma misrame ones upashi. That maybe they'll be negligent, meaning they just won't get around to it or something. Below banu achri, they won't build another one. So Amar le dilma misrame ones upashi below banu achri. Perhaps they'll get negligent about it and aren't going to build a new one, so don't destroy the old one until you got a new one. So I'm a little bit of Rav Ashi. So gabuzuze umachti ma. What about if you raised all the money? You have all the money there. So I'm a little dilma misrami luhu pidyon shvuyin. No, we were still concerned because maybe an opportunity for pidyon shvuyin to come around. V'yavi luhu deme shirigi livnei. And then you're going to go and you're going to give that money which was set aside for building. Maybe you should go and what if you already collected the what if you already have the materials? And I says no, but you still might sell it. So you might sell it for the purpose of binyan shvuyin. So Gemara says, if so, so if you built it also. So Gemara responds by saying, no. Once you already built the building, a person doesn't sell their own house for the purpose of binyan shvuyin. So that Gemara seems to spell out pretty clearly that you could sell stuff, you could sell the shul for the purpose of binyan shvuyin, but not the shul itself, only the materials for it. So the drisha on the bottom of the page raises a question. Drisha Beis. He says, "V'ein mitzvah gadol k'pidyon shvuyin." So, "V'chasva tosos," right? This tosos. V'hadam, in Perek Bnei Yair, in Morchon Sefer Torah el lumo Torah v'lisa yishav lo k'tay pidyon shvuyin. Right? What about the Gemara Makos where it doesn't mention pidyon shvuyin as something you would sell a Sefer Torah for? He says, "Well, Tosos responds, Shema milsa de pshiyasa he v'lo itzirich l'misa." He says, "Maybe because it's obvious and it doesn't need to state it." So the Gemara, "Uveis Yosef heviu b'simen zeh." The Beis Yosef quotes that tosos in this simon, okay? Which we saw already. Right, Tosus is answer. So if we based on what we said, right, we would sell it for anything. And it doesn't mention explicitly in Gemara Megillah. That's okay. Plus everybody would know anyways that you would sell it, as Tosus says. So ask the Drisha Vitzarchi and Dulum Ashmahachi Barachaim Simon Kufnun Gimel. That if you take a look in Orachaim Kufnun Gimel, where this halacha of the hierarchy of what you could sell things for is mentioned, the Chasav Sham Bnei Ir Shemachru Besak Nesis Yecholim Liknos B'dameha. Ad machru chumashim yicholim liknos b'demeim sefer Torah. That if you sell chumashim, you could purchase for them the sefer Torah. Shema mina de kedushas sefer Torah chamur mikedushas beis haknesses. So we learn from here that the sefer Torah itself is more than the beis haknesses. V'gam achra kasav sham about lohurid the mikedushas and kigom mimo sefer Torah beis haknesses v'teva lo. But you can't bring down from the kedusha. V'chayim shekasav rabinu kan de ein mochum beis haknesses sorach pidyon shvuyin. And he seems to imply, I mean, the implication being that you can't sell a Beis HaKnesses for the purpose of Pinyan Shvuyim. I mean, that's not mentioned, explicitly at least, by the Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Nun Gimel. I mean, why is it not there? Kol Shekein Demokra and Sefer Torah. And if you can't sell a shul for the purpose of Pinyan Shvuyim, certainly you can't sell a Sefer Torah. Umashim Mokran Lumo Torah. So why are you allowed to sell it to learn Torah or to marry someone? He says, Hainu Yishum Hanan Nidei, the Adif L'Adam Tvei Sheyilmo Torah Lisi Ishmi Mashi Yilo Sefer Torah. Because that's his own Hana. I mean, for himself, he's allowed to sell his own Sefer Torah for the purpose of marrying his wife or for his own learning. But in order to sell it, in order for someone else to learn Torah, that it never said. So, Batosos Hanal Shehiksha Lama Lo Katani Pidyon Shvuyin, right? Ratzalomer Nai Pidyon Shvuyin Dinafshe. Pidyon Nafshe. He says, what about Tosos' question, right? And Tosos says, does that disagree with Tosos? I mean, the Drisha, again, Tosos says that, of course, Pidyon Shvuyin is mutter also. You're allowed to sell these things for Pidyon Shvuyin. The Drisha asks, wait a second, if you look in Kufnim Gimel, in Or Chaim, where this halacha is mentioned, it's not mentioned there. Why not? So the Drisha has a hypothesis. I said, I'll tell you why not. Because it's not mutter. The only thing that it permitted is selling these things for yourself, selling them to marry your own wife, or selling them to have your own Liman HaTorah. Was that you're going to get Hana from? But to sell a Sefer Torah so that somebody else, for a purpose of tzedakah, that was never permitted. He says, what about Tosos? So one could just, I would have just said, all right, well, that's disagreeing with Tosos. Yeah. He says, no, that's not good enough. Even Tosos agrees with me. He says, and when Tosos says that it's pashut that you would do this in order for the purpose of Pidyon Shvuyin, yeah, that's talking about your own Pidyon Shvuyin. It's talking about to redeem yourself. But to actually go ahead and use it for the purpose of the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyin, of somebody else, so says the Drisha, the Tosos never permitted that. V'al beis Yosef yishlit moa, dehevi divi atosos, ahani dina dahacha v'kai pidyon d'achir, matosos v'adai lo ari v'hachi, ki medivir Rabbeinu d'hachi yishlit. Okay, so he says, and I have a question on the beis Yosef, why he doesn't quote Tosos this way. That's how the Drisha concludes. So Drisha assumes, this whole thing about how great the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyin is, it's about your own Pidyon Shvuyin, but those proofs, those ideas that are brought to demonstrate how important it is, and that, oh, look, it could even sell Sefer Torah, he says, no, that halacha doesn't really exist.
As long as the Bach, by mistake, is on the wrong side of the page, but he says,
right.
So he does bring that.
Yeah. Right. The Sefer Torah is even higher. Right. Correct.
So the Bach does bring that.
Good. Okay. So if we go to the Shulchan Aruch itself, so this halacha is quoted there. So in Reish Nun Beis Sif Aleph says, right, Pidyon Shvuyim kodun leparnasas aniyim v'luxusan. That, as we read already, that Pidyon Shvuyim comes before parnasa of poor people and their clothing. Ve'ein mitzvah gedola k'pidyon shvuyim. There's no mitzvah greater than Pidyon Shvuyim. Hilkach v'chol davar mitzvah shegavu maos b'shevilo yichom lishnosan l'pidyon shvuyim. Therefore, all mitzvahs which you collect money for, you're permitted to change it up in order to do Pidyon Shvuyim. So, Okay, let's just finish up the Vafilim, Gavul Tzorach Binyan Beis HaKnesses, and even if it was collected for the purpose of building Beis HaKnesses, Vafilim, Kanoa Itzim Vavanim, and even if you already purchased the materials for it, Behiksim Lutzorach HaBinyan, and you send them aside for the purposes of the building, Shasa Lemokram Mishvil Mitzacharis, at which point you're not allowed to sell for another mitzvah, Mutu Lemokram Mitzorach Binyan Shuyim, you're permitted to sell for the purpose of Binyan Shuyim, Aval Imbanuhu Kvar Lo Yamachrosa. But if you already built it, so then you're not allowed to go, you wouldn't sell it. So again, does that mean it's Usher to sell? Or does that mean just you wouldn't sell it? That's a little bit unclear. Fine. So the Shach, if you look, there's a Shach Aleph, so it's a pretty long Shach Aleph. But don't worry, we already read half of it. What's the first half of it is a quote of the Drisha. Right? So I don't know how this we have a different printing for. I'm not sure we're going to find it. But it says v'chasu atosos hadamim parak b'nei year in mocher sefer Torah elamu Torah v'lisa isha rav lo k'tayim pinyin shvuyin shem emilso de pshita he v'lo tzarech l'mesim uveis Yosef he v'im b'tzimin zeh. And then he goes for a little bit what we quoted already, and then it says adkan l'shono drisha. This is where it starts, yeah, and this is where it goes to.
I think we have a very similar room.
The thick lines?
You back on the thick lines or the thin lines?
For me, it's the last of the... It's the first thicker line. Okay. Middle-aged line.
Oh, yeah. It's one line above.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, so he says there, Ad Kan L'Shem. So he quotes the Drisha, that question that we just quoted. Why is Tosos seem to be assumed like over here? It seems to be maybe it's only your own things that you're permitted to sell these things for. It says, Vein Dvar of Nirin Be'inai, the Pashat Divriya Tosos Mash for the Kaya Pidyon Dachirin. He says, Tosos, first of all, to pull Tosos in, that's not happening, right? Tosos is clearly talking about Pidyon Achirim. But Ocharei Kasu Shambos, it tells the story, Kena Ifra Hormiz the Shidra Arnaki the Dinre Lakamidra of Yosef. Some kind of prince or something sent money to Rav Yosef, Varmali Havi Le Mitzvah Rabbah, and told Rav Yosef, let this money be for a Mitzvah Rabbah. So Yasu Rav Yosef, Kama Ayin Ba my Mitzvah Rabbah. So Rav Yosef scratched his head and stroked his beard and like, what's a big mitzvah? So Amar Lei, Mitani Rav Shmuel Bar Yuda, Ain Poskin Stuck Al Yasoma Filu. That you can't take that we has this price where it says you can't force Yisom to give a tzedakah even pidyon shvuyim. It is look at that. Shema mina pidyon shvuyim mitzvah rabahi. From the fact that we have to say even pidyon shvuyim, it must be that pidyon shvuyim is like this really big mitzvah. Va'akas otosos divrehim sham ayin. Ayin Sham, right. V'chein mashem medivrei harabinu Yonah, shehevi beis Yosef lekametzim in Ayin Reish, shekasav de rabim yicholim limchor sefer Torah, lomo Torah liyasom amuta aleim olas yeisha. Many permit, and he says not only that, but the whole premise of the Drisha is problematic, but the premise of the Drisha was that you're only permitted to sell these things when it says for learning Torah or for Lisa Isha, for your own learning Torah, for your own Lisa Isha. No, that's not true, right? You could even do it on behalf of Yisomim. Mashma de gam lo merachir madinkin. It's true for others. V'chein kasev harirbash v'amechaber ba'orachayim simu kufnun gimel sif zayin. El nira li says the shach the vaday heichad the iiv shar b'inyan achir. Right where there's no other way. Mutter limker sefer Torah beis haknesses hafil pidyon shvuyim achirim. You are permitted to sell it even for the purpose of pidyon shvuyim achirim, like the Beis Yosef was learning in the like we originally learned based on the simple understanding of Tosos. That's enough. By the way, if you look up, I looked up in Or Chaim, in Simon Kufnun Gimel, so there it doesn't quote Pidyon Shvuyim in the Shulchan Aruch itself, which is what the Drisha was harping on, but in the Mishnah Berurah he adds in. The Mishnah Berurah is like, yeah, and these things could have also be, it says Lisa Isha the Lima Torah Liyasam, and adds in, yeah, Vigam for the purpose of Pidyon Shvuyim, and like, of course, also for the purpose of Pidyon Shvuyim. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin, and that seems to be that we would assume that way. L'halacha. Take a look in the Pisrei Tshuva. So that's issue one. So issue two, the Pisrei Tshuva here, this is sort of a larger topic, but this is one of the places where you can start the topic on. Pidyon Shvuyim, Ayin Tshuvas Yad Eliyahu. This is Pisrei Tshuva Aleph, Simen Mem Gimel, Im Mechuyev Adam Lahachnes Atzel B'Safik Sekanes Nefashos Kedei Lahatzel Chavero. Is a person obligated to put themselves in danger for the purpose of a suffix sakanas nefashos in order to save his friend. So bevadai, lahatzel l'chaveru, I guess in a certain.
Bevadai, saying you would be putting yourself in doubtful danger to save someone.
Lahatzel l'chaveru bevadai, in order to save a person who's certainly in danger. Oh, ein mechuyev, or maybe you're not obligated to. So aval al kopanim rishai lasos came wrote some yiz chasidus omi avas chaveru. Oh, ein rishai, and then or at least you're allowed to go ahead and do this, or maybe you're not even allowed to. Who says you're allowed to put yourself in danger in order to save somebody else? So veheishiv da veis yosi bechoshen mishpatim tafchafav kasev b'shem. That's like the last simon in choshen mishpat. So kasev b'shem hagoz maimon the tzarich lasachin atzo b'shvil chaveru tzeh safik v'zeh vaday. Because you're only a suffix whether you're gonna die, and he's a vade that he will if you don't. Then they have an argument and say, well, you know, the discussion, this might only be that if they're both equal in their status. Kegon shnei tamid chachamim o amaratim. If they're both tamid chachamim or they're both amaratim, mikol shekem amotli mahamatzil tamid chacham v'hanitzal amaratim. And certainly if the saver is a tamid chacham and the savee is an amaratim, Einu Rishai, he shouldn't. L'hach nesatzmo afilu b'safek v'atzol avadai. V'atzol avadai, I wasn't sure if this meant it's definitely going to be saved or it's definitely saving from vadai from vadai zakana.
Sounds like definitely saving.
But that will, right, I'm not sure.
it's hard to see how this is going to work because let's say someone's in a burning building. So you run in.
Right, how can you ever say that it's a definite.
If you die, you're not going to be able to save him either.
Right.
Or you definitely get it.
Right. Ach im hamatzel einu tamar chachem hanitza o mutter az mutter lahachnes lachem aval im mechuyev im lo b'midas chasidus im yirtzev but you're not required to if not just b'midas chasidus that would it sound like would permit even in the case of actually the way he's reading it is the Sevi is the Amma Aretz,
right.
Sounds like you shouldn't. Ein Rishai, the Talmud Chacham shouldn't do it. But if it's the other way around, so then it's mutter to do it. If you're saving the Talmud Chacham, then it would be permissible to do. That's the way that the Pesach Yeshiva goes. But this is a huge, huge topic about when a person entering themselves into a Safik in order to save somebody who's certainly in danger, not necessarily certainly that they will be able to be saved.
Kidney transplants.
Yes. Did you go to that renewal program a couple of weeks ago? Did you at Kohelet? No. Yeah. Yes. No. That for sure. That's the classic kidney transplant. So yeah, I'm wondering if it's even considered still a suffix. Kind of, I guess it is. Like how dangerous really is it? I'm not sure if you go to the program like that, they say, oh, it's not, you know. Nobody's died. No one's ever had any trouble. And
yeah, one kidney is enough usually. Yeah.
Usually, but probably not.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what the. I'll leave it to the doctors here to work out how dangerous it is to get rid of a kidney. Okay.
I never realized that you're supposed to take this stuff into consideration. If two people are drowning, you're supposed to say the Talmud Chacham first. Go in there and get whatever you can.
Well, yeah. So I think, I think the way. So there's a quiet. I mean, truth is, we sort of skipped over it. But in Rishon Aleph of Siftes, it talks about the hierarchy of Aniyim. Okay. So the question, however, is like Yisrael, Chalal, Levi, Kohen comes first, right? So there's a bit of a question: who Is that the beginning of the hierarchy? Is it the end of the hierarchy? Meaning, is that what we make our decisions on? Is it Kohen, you know, or is that the end? Meaning, if first we go to other ways of dividing it up, so what would be another way? You know, is a person related to you? Is a person your city? Right? Are those the things that come first, or are these the things that come first? That's a bit of a question. If you want, Rabbi Leibowitz has a ask from the rabbi's desk class. On this, and Wayu Torah, where the issue was actually a kidney question. They said somebody was a big Baal Tzedakah and wanted to, decided he wanted to give away his kidney, so he was put in touch with this Project Renewal, which is this, right? And he said, hi, I want to, you know, call up and say, hi, I want to give my kidney to someone. They say, okay, like, who'd you like to give it to? I mean, like, I have a choice? like, how does this work? He says, well, I mean, you know, the people could make specific requests as to who. So would you want to find a Talmud Chacham? Would you find, a man over... One of the issues here is a man over a woman. In theory, a man would take precedence over a woman because man, there's more mitzvahs involved and things like that. So is that the beginning of the story or is that the end of the story? That's the Shaila. Similar to in Hilchos Mezuzah, where the Gemara says that if... And figuring out which door is going into which, you follow the Heker Tzir, which direction the door opens. So is that the first thing you look at, or is that the last thing you look at? So that's the machlokus between Chabad people and the rest of the world. Which direction we go on that. There was, over here, Yeah. So he does have a discussion here of how applicable in the Pesachim Mitzvos. He raises the question of how applicable is this Zman Hazeh, and what exactly is considered to be Pidyon Shvuyim. So there is a quote in the beginning of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says V'chol zeh haya bizman hakadmon. He says all this was in earlier times. Now, just keep in mind, it's not like the Aruch HaShulchan was living in Philadelphia, right? He says this is all in earlier times. V'gam ata b'ksavos harachokos, and nowadays also, like in faraway places. B'midbarios sheba'Asia v'she'Asia v'Africa, in like the deserts in Asia and Africa. Shenofum sholim al obdei drachim v'notlin osam b'shevi ad shepodin osam b'mamon harbe. That people take, they're hiring robbers that take people off the road and hold them ransom for a lot of money. Like we know that people who have gone to these places, but that it's but he suggests that in these countries nowadays, actually the quotes from the Bir Halacha as well. He says nowadays. Hold off a second on what he says there. But essentially, what he's saying is that it's not necessarily true that what we would call that prison is necessarily going to qualify as a mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim. Unless it's, he says, where is it? Yeah. He says, where would it apply? So his line is, Kagon impafsu medino shiadu she'enum chasim ala nefesh rechman atzlan. He says, first of all, if you're captured in a country where they're not careful about people, where they don't care if you die, if you get captured by ISIS or something, right? Oh, sheshavuhu anshe ha'olam hatachton l'tzorach eze matara. Or you were captured by anshe ha'olam hatachton. Who are they? The underworld. People in the underworld. L'tzorach eze matara. For some purpose.
Bring me rescue, whatever.
Yeah, so something like that. Shevderech kal yishmas, and that is probably a succumbs to the fascist issue. But a prison nowadays, imhim b'chal pinyon shum, yachar shebizmanin, b'rof haratzos, in behem chashash pikuach nefesh. Then prisons, bizman hazeh, is not really such a concern about pikuach nefesh. Ve'im b'yad hashvayim laharagas hashvim. And it's not in the hands of the captors to just go ahead and kill the captives. Right? It's not something that happens. So therefore, it's probably not considered pinyon shvim, like we're discussing here. In fact, he goes on to say that that could be that maybe we would even give people over under some certain scenarios. Right? Certainly, if they can live the right. Idach Gisa Adam Sheganav Hu Asa Shar Maisim. If a person robs or he does something else, Asher Lo Yaseh, which he shouldn't do, right? Vahu Shivuhu Beveis Asoa Beglal Maisim, and therefore he's in prison because of something he did. Imish Tova Litzibur Shiyas Sagur Bemaser. Right? Is it good for the Tzibur that if it's good for the Tzibur that he's captured, Ein Chiyuv Kal Lifdoso. So there's not going to be a Chiyuv at all to go ahead and redeem such a person for obvious reasons. And he quotes here from the Shevet Halevi in the footnote that Vishmetzius Lepamim that feel Lemaster Lehamutter, that there even would be times to give over to them would be permissible. And two reasons. Number one, Sheb Emes Asa Maisim Asher Lo Yasu, he did things which he shouldn't have done. And two, Shebabate Yasu Shebezoneinu Ein Behem Sakanas Nefashos, that nowadays this not being sent there is not going to necessarily be Sakanas Nefashos. However, he then adds in from Rosh Hashanah Salman, however, but if that's the case, so you might still be required to raise money on behalf of his wife and kids that are not the ones that are kept in prison. But that is, so it could still apply, Bizman Hazeh, and having spoken to people that have perhaps been to prison, it is a little more dangerous than they want you to think it is. But he does quote here from the Beir Halacha. This is also shocking, because again, the Chafetz Chaim didn't live in Boston, right? But he says Shemadinos Elu She Yeshivas Beis Hasurim Ba'atzma Hu Onesh. He says nowadays that sitting in prison is itself a punishment. Eino Mevarich Hagomel Kishiyatzim Misham. You would not have to say Hagomel when you leave. Or you shouldn't. He seems to say the Lo Havi Shum Sakana. There's no danger. Miachar Sheyaduah Shezehu Kol Onsho. That you know that this is your punishment. In Lo V'Mokomu Shayeshiva Gufi Hi Sakana. Unless you're in a place where sitting there specifically is considered a sakana. So I don't know how you divide it up. I've heard some of these places are not so safe. And bad things could happen, whether inflicted by others or inflicted by yourself, or the psychological treatment of being stuck at some of these facilities. But nevertheless, that is the that's his psak. So it is still possible. In opinion, the mitzvah is still around. But it's perhaps not as we wouldn't go ahead and apply it to every, you know, unfortunately there are Jews that are put into prison. We wouldn't necessarily go ahead and apply it to all those people just because a person happens to be in prison. Now the bigger part of the sugya, if you were kind of out of time, is the issue of this takana, that there is the takana of not putting out more. That's in Sif Dalet. Now, one should not be poda somebody who is a captive for more than their value because of tikkun olam. I'll just read it through and then maybe we'll focus on a little more next week. So that the oivim, that the enemies will not, it sounds like, be moser themselves for the captive. To go ahead and capture them or capture more. About adam yachol liftos etz atzmo b'chol mashiyos. A person is allowed to spend the money for himself. V'chein l'tamal chacham afilu ein l'tamal chacham elishu tamal charif efshar shiyah adam gadol podum osob adam merub. That it's possible that if it's a great person, you could perhaps redeem them for a lot of money. So this is a controversial thing. This certainly still has echoes bizman hazeh. And how seriously do we take that this takana, and how applicable is it? And this question also comes up: does it even apply when the person is about to be put to death? Right? Maybe this takana would only be if they're being held captive for money for a while, but they're not. But their life is not necessarily in danger. And in fact, if it really is a case of captives being held for ransom for money, so their life probably isn't in danger, right? They don't want them to die, right? So how applicable is this to the case of terrorist victims, hijacking captives and things like that? So hostages, I'm sorry. So are captives the same as hostages? So that's something that needs to be worked on a little bit with regards to, I guess, the second half of the Pidyon Shvuyim Sugya. All right, okay. We'll stop here. Yes, with the case of the Maharam Rothenberg to be discussed, right?
Well, Jeffrey Epstein didn't last long in prison.